Blog Talk Radio.
Sponsored by Momentum Fitness and Health. Let us help you find yours. My name is Jason Venkus, and I am the founder of Momentum and your host for today. I'm an award-winning and published certified personal trainer and board-certified holistic health coach. You have questions about health, nutrition, and fitness, and we have answers. Every week, we scour the internet looking for the most commonly asked questions about fitness and health so that we can answer them for you. Tune in every week at 3 p.m. Central Time or listen archived at any time by visiting our page right here at Blog Talk Radio. You can also find helpful videos at findingyourmomentum.com and on our Facebook page, just simply Momentum Fitness and Health. Well, everybody, the world of fitness, nutrition, and weight loss has been around a very long time. And at a time, many myths and misunderstandings have come about. First, fat was bad. And then carbs were bad. So everybody just ate chicken. We're all told that we burn more fat at lower heart rates. Eat this. Take this pill. Or this green coffee bean. And blah, 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 blah. In future shows, we're going to cover the fats and the carbs thing. But today I want to tell you what science says about how your body burns fat. I'll also address a couple of the myths that are out there, such as the fat-burning cardio zone that says you can skip burning carbs, and the myth that you will burn muscle from too much cardio. To start, let's kind of explain what calories are, because calories are what lead us to having too much fat. So what is a calorie? Well, it's a unit of energy. Your body needs so many calories to operate every day, from breathing to blinking, everything. Everything you do burns and requires calories. It's like putting fuel in a machine, such as a car. We eat the three macronutrients, carbs, fat, and protein, all of which are crucial to our health. Carbohydrates contain 4 calories per gram and are needed for brain function, and without them, we'd get brain fog. Fat contains 9 calories per gram and is needed to process micro and other macronutrients. Now, certain fats are needed to protect the heart and lubricate our joints. So again, check back with us later for future shows about the difference between good carbs and bad carbs, good fats and bad fats. Now, protein is what our muscles are made up of. Protein is used for energy and muscle recovery after bouts of exercise. Protein contains 4 calories per gram. From that, you might think that, well, eat carbs and protein because it's lower calorie. Well, that's how the myth that fat is bad for us really began. The problem is that you need fat for important body functions like energy, cell function, nerve and brain function, healthy skin, vitamin absorption, and the forming of steroid hormones that are needed to regulate many bodily processes. The fact is, too many calories, regardless of what macronutrient, regardless if it's a fat, regardless if it's a protein or a carbohydrate, is going to lead to more fat on your body because it gets stored. Honestly, it's genetics. It's our bodies not evolving from the time when food was scarce. While nomads benefited from the body's super efficient fat storage system, it can be problematic in the modern world. So we're not as active as we used to be. With food readily available, there's no need to store thousands of calories, or kilocalories as they're actually called, of fat. But it's hard to fight the body's evolutionary wiring. That's just the way we are. We are set up to store fat in times of scarcity. Your body has a specific order in which it burns calories for macronutrients, and that order is carbs, fat, and then protein. The first thing your body burns is carbohydrates, and carbohydrates store as glycogen. After that, the body then burns fat as its primary source of fuel. Now, this started the low-to-no-carbohydrate craze. However, this is dangerous, too, as your body needs good quality carbohydrates from fruits, veggies, and whole grains for energy, providing good bacteria in our guts, controlling blood sugar, mood, and mental cognition, as well as protecting our muscles, because carbohydrates are the first source of energy for our body. Without it, it's possible, and we're getting into the full myth on this, that protein from our muscles will be used, meaning that our body will effectively eat its own muscle if we burn through too much, all of our fat. And I'll be talking about that a little bit later. Now, livestrong.com says that the three macronutrients from the food you eat, carbohydrates, fat, and proteins, provide energy. However, your body must metabolize or break down these large molecules into a form that the cells can actually use. Now, exercise increases our metabolic rate. Therefore, the body must utilize these fuel sources to maximize energy production. Although the muscles use all three macronutrients for cellular energy, it prefers carbohydrates. However, your body has limited carbohydrate stores, so long-duration exercise will cause your body to rely on fat as well. Protein only contributes a significant amount of energy during periods of prolonged exercise or long-term starvation, as it is relatively inefficient as an energy source. And again, we're going to cover that a little bit further in today's show. So just take apart what I said there. You're going to burn through carbohydrates. Then you're going to burn through fat. And then maybe you're going to burn up some protein or some muscle. Maybe. So here's how carbohydrates and fat break down during exercise. Carbohydrates get stored in the muscle and liver as glycogen. It is your muscle's preferred fuel source during exercise. So high energy molecule formation from glycogen breakdown is rapid and efficient. And carbohydrate is the only fuel source used for high intensity anaerobic metabolism or exercises. Now fat stored as triglycerides in fat cells and in between muscle fibers takes much longer to break down than carbohydrates. That's why your body is always going to go for the carbohydrates, over twice as long to break down those fats because of the calorie content. Burning fat for energy is less efficient for the body, and the body will always take the path of least resistance. However, glycogen stores are very limited compared to fat stores. Your body only stores about 2,500 calories worth of glycogen. So, but you're likely have at least 700,000 calories stored as fat. So muscle actually helps burn fat as well. So if you have a higher muscle content, it's going to help you burn fat. But your body must burn through the carbohydrate stores in order to burn solely from fat. You'll still burn some fat before the carb stores are gone, but there's some science that says you can burn calories from fat if you exercise at lower intensities. So let's talk about that for a minute. Let's talk about this mythical fat-burning zone. The myth states that working out in heart rate number 2, based off of an assessment or a lower heart rate, will cause your body to lose weight because you're skipping over carbs, or cause your body to lose fat because you're skipping over carbs. The idea is if you keep your heart rate in the fat-burning zone, which is roughly 55 to 65% of your maximal heart rate, then you will magically burn more fat than you would at higher levels of exercise intensity. So here's the truth. You need to have a basic understanding of RER, which is respiratory exchange ratio. Your body burns more calories during respiration than any other body function. Burns more calories, overall calories. Now, this scale starts at 0.70 and runs up to 1.00. So at 0.70, you're burning 100% of your calories from fat, and you are at a lower heart rate. As you move up the scale, you get 100% of your calories burned from carbohydrates. So it sounds logical, right? You're going to burn more, you're going to burn a higher percentage of calories from fat at these lower heart rates. Work out slow, burn more calories from fat. Well, here's where the problem lies. You will burn less calories overall at a lower heart rate and less calories from fat overall and carbohydrates than at these higher intensities. Also, carbohydrates store as glycogen in the liver for up to 72 hours. If it's not used, it's converted to fat. Your goal when you exercise is to burn more overall calories and deplete your carbohydrate stores, your glycogen stores. Now, hopefully that makes sense. Yes, you will burn a higher percentage of calories from fat at a lower heart rate. However, you're going to burn less calories overall. Once you burn through your carbohydrate stores at your higher intensities, then your body will start burning fat. So hopefully that makes sense. So don't get caught up, though, in eating a low-carb diet to get to that fat faster. Your energy is going to be so low from not eating carbohydrates that you won't be able to get through a workout. I've seen many people crash and burn on such a plan, including other personal trainers. So you want to burn more calories overall because you're going to end up burning more calories from fat that way. You may not be burning them at the rate that you would percentage-wise is at lower heart rates. But you will burn more overall calories and more overall fat calories. Throw out the percentages. Forget the percentages. Raw number of calories is going to be higher. So now on to myth number two. And that myth is that your body will burn off muscle with endurance in high-intensity exercises. Your body is just going to start eating its own muscle because you've been working out too long or been working out at too high an intensity. This myth is kind of perpetuated by bodybuilders that don't want to do cardio. However, I will say that if you are a bodybuilder and you're trying to build muscle, you don't want to do cardio because you need all the calories you can to build that muscle. So you want to wait until you're cutting if you're a bodybuilder. Now, your body needs the overall calories to build those muscles. But will your body eat its own muscle if you exercise too long or too hard? The answer is it's possible. It's possible, but not likely. Remember from earlier, your body stores about 2,500 calories from carbohydrates, and you have to burn through that first, and it takes the average person about 20 miles of cardio to burn that off. Then the average person carries more than 100,000. I said 70,000 earlier, but actually for most, you know, the average person carries about 70,000, but most people carry more like 100,000 calories of fat around, which is about 30 pounds. So again, that's average. In many cases, it's actually more. So if you burn through all of that, then it's plausible that you could burn up some muscle. So you have to burn through all 2,500 calories of glycogen and all 70,000 or more calories of fat before your body starts attacking its muscle. It doesn't want to. Protein is the least efficient macronutrient for the body to use as fuel, and it will avoid it if it can. Capiche? So the goal here is to burn more calories overall to burn through your carbohydrates. Now, you do want to make sure that you're eating good, clean carbohydrates. We'll talk more about that in another show. But make sure that you are eating good, clean carbohydrates, good, clean fats, and good, clean proteins. So your overall goal is to eat clean and burn as many calories as you can while avoiding things like dangerous pills and other products. you want to know a little bit more about some of the dangerous pills out there, listen to my show on why diet pills suck for more information on that. And then tune in next week as I talk about the pros and cons of intermittent fasting. In the following weeks, we're going to talk about good carbs versus bad carbs and good fats versus bad fats. So for now, keep striving to burn more calories because you will burn more fat the more calories you burn. So higher intensity is good. It's okay in that mythical fat-burning zone. It's there, but it doesn't do the magic that you think that it does. So until then, may you find your momentum, and we'll see you, or we'll hear you, you'll hear me rather, next week.
Good men labor.